The following program contains adult content, crass language of a sexual manner, completely irresponsible advice, along with some things you'll wish you could unhear. If you are under the age of 18, easily offended, or like to judge others based on their sexuality, please turn us off. For those who remain, enjoy, and have a nice day.
Because I was fucking the shit out of her.
Katie's World in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Katie's World starts now.
Hi, Elmo.
Oh, hi, Miss Katie.
Are you ready to play dress-up?
Dress-up?
You said you wanted to play dress-up, don't you? Come on, Elmo, don't you want to play? Elmo!
And now, live from Rule 34 Studio, cramming quality entertainment into your ear holes for the next hour. Now here's your host, the one, the only, Kinky Katie.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Monday, everybody out there in listening land. As said, I am your host, Miss Kinky Katie. With me is my flesh-covered fuck toy, Mr. SC.
What up?
How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm PG King, Jelly Bean.
Oh, I'm a jelly bean now. Cool.
Ooh, everything's right in the world tonight.
What flavor?
Brr.
Not licorice?
Oh, God, no. No, not. I hate licorice.
I don't blame you.
Black,
kind of weird.
Black licorice is not my favorite flavor. That's like I wasn't a big fan of Jägermeister either. Jäger kind of had that weird...
Yeah. Tastes like
cough medicine. Yeah. Not good.
Horridness.
Very horridness.
I hear you.
Well, if you guys would like to give us a call, the number is 941-421-0401. You are listening to RazRadioLive.com. Video will be available on my YouTube channel, Kinky Katie Radio, and broken up into little chunks because of my unfortunate dumbass got suspended.
It's not unfortunate. I mean, you totally knew what you were doing.
Maybe it's all a work.
Sabotage.
Maybe.
I hear you. You just like watching me sweat. That's okay.
It's fun.
Yeah, I don't
play. Keep you on your toes.
Ah.
What else do you have going on?
Nah, you got a point. You got a point. Idle hands.
It's not like you like work like 80 hours a week or anything.
Nah, no. Fuck that. That's way too non-challenging enough.
Of course.
Oh.
If you want to reach me on Twitter, you can get me at Kinky Katie Radio. Well, fuck it. Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Kinky Katie Radio. Might as well do it all right now, right?
Why not?
Exactly.
They say you got to say it a bunch of times for people to remember anyway.
That's true. Pound it into your head.
There you go.
Pound it into my face.
Cram it right in.
Cram it! If it doesn't fit, just spit on it a little.
There you go. That's your style.
It is, and why not?
No. If it doesn't fit, make it.
That's right.
I like your can-do attitude, really. It's my favorite.
Well, you know, I'm glad you do, because that's how we roll.
It works out.
It does work out that way. All right, so I do have a little bit of upsetting news right off the bat. We'll just give the sad... Don't play the dead puppies, because it doesn't
No, I'm not
to
playing
do,
nothing. Okay. I'm just... I'm adjusting levels. You're a crackhead.
I know I am. I'm sorry. No,
it's
I'm
okay.
not. You got to keep with me. Like I tell you, on your toes.
I hear you, man.
Got a snap for you. So... If you may or may not know out there, some of you do, but I had a boy locked up. Well, a man that I call him Chase. So I don't use Chase.
So I'm waiting for the bad news. Did he die? Something
no,
happened?
No. He's feeling seriously neglected.
That's because you neglect him.
I do.
Wow.
I just...
It's part of the gig. You lock their cock away and you forget about him. That's the way it works.
Yeah, he's locked up in male chastity and I have the keys and he's out in Vegas and I'm in Florida.
Ah.
So, well, I wasn't being as attentive on social media as I should have been in his eyes. So...
Well, you weren't.
No, so. I wasn't.
Yeah.
So he got all upset with me. So I was like, yeah, you know, you're right. It's not working out. I can't give you what you want. I can't be who you want me to be. I can't devote as much attention as you need. So here, I'm sending your keys back. And they were just like, what? So
what?
That's the end of that.
Well, for now. And then he'll get, you know how that works.
I know.
That's you know, the bottom pitches for a little while. And then you go, okay, fuck off. And then they go, no, I'm sorry. I go lick your boots and clean your car. And I'll do anything. I'm sorry.
I'll come clean your office in a maid's outfit.
I don't need to see you every day and talk to you. I'll talk to you whenever you want, Katie.
So.
Yeah.
Well. And so that was that. So I guess I got dumped. Would you say dumped,
no,
broken
whatever.
Up with?
No. Whatever. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't think you call it anything.
No, I don't. I said, oh, okay, here's a stamp.
Anyway.
So.
Anyway.
Yeah. So the second round didn't last very long, which is all right. So
there's an opening. If anybody wants to lock their cock in something and send Katie some keys, she can fully ignore you from anywhere in the world. So feel free. Please contact her at Kinky Katie Radio on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube.
Yeah, so check it out. Oh, yeah, my wish list on Amazon gets updated all the time.
Oh, boy.
So you can send me tributes if you want.
Oh, boy.
I'm such a whore.
You are.
No, I had someone ask for it on Twitter, so I reposted it again.
Oh, yeah. Somebody always asks for it.
They do.
Okay. That's whatever, man. Hey, it's not my gig. I'm a plumber. What do I know?
See?
Go fix pipes.
That's true. Indeed, you do. Mm. So there's another thing that kind of just popped up, too. There's a picture that had been taken that I have discussed that apparently is becoming slightly infamous.
Yeah.
It's not very good picture. It's very horrible.
It's awesome.
It's not. It's of a. All right. I was on my period and I just got freshly fucked and I had my winter pelt and my red, irritated, bleeding, cum-filled pussy is being stretched apart by clothespins. Yeah. Wee.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and I do have my name on it too. Great.
Yeah.
Well, the same person who has tattooed Kinky Katie Radio between his shaft and his belly button, he's considering it getting that picture, words and all, details, tattooed on him as well. I told him he's crazy and he needs help, but he said it won't be for a while, but yeah.
It's an awesome picture. So. I mean, it learns you the lesson when you take a picture and send it out. It's out. When you say something like on a radio program or even if it's internet, broadcast, whatever, it's out there. It's done. You said it. Don't walk. You can't walk away. Do you have that recording, bro?
That's true.
Do you got that recording? I don't want that out, man. I can't believe I fucking said that shit. Can you give me that recording, not post it?
Some people are very worried right now.
Why? Why are they worried? Because of the fuck that. Yeah, I got to have energy to go through that shit.
Just so don't you guys worry. Yeah. There, nothing's going to happen. Mostly he's talking about me.
Yeah.
So you don't have to worry about any of that
stuff.
Yeah,
you know the lesson.
I do.
You say it, you own it.
Oh,
fuck
yeah.
It.
Yeah, I got to own up
you
to
take,
it.
You take a bloody snatch picture and put it out on the internet with your name. Kinky Katie loves the grossness.
Yep.
Snitches get stitches. So if you see that picture, you know exactly whose pussy that belongs to.
Mm-hmm.
You know right where it goes.
And that's why a couple times people have been like, wow. And then I was like, no, this is actually, and I'll say, this is a prettier picture. like, here.
This really was designed to be as gross as we could possibly make it.
It was. So I wasn't trying to make it look like attractive and it wasn't a glamour pussy shot. It was
kind of like Sharknado.
What? I don't get the correlation.
You don't get the correlation?
No.
You make it look as disastrous as you possibly can. They had motherfucking
and people still love it.
Motherfucking sharks coming out of the motherfucking sky.
They're there to eat the motherfucking snakes on the motherfucking planes.
Well, you know, whatever. See?
Something like that.
Yep. Yep.
Oh my god. So what movie did we watch just recently that was terrible?
Which terrible movie? I don't know.
Oh no, never mind.
I can't remember. Was it one of the ones that Kitty suggested on your Friday show?
No, I haven't seen those yet, but I want to.
One of them?
No, some of those that I really want to see.
Is it necessary that I put my nuts in a vise and hurt? Like, do I have to like feel pain as I watch it to like it, or what's up?
No, if that's just what you're into.
Okay, I don't like hurt.
Well, it's not all hurt.
Okay.
Sometimes people can get pleasure from. I like to see people getting raped. I know that sounds very awful.
There's nothing better than a good rape movie, really.
I do. I dig that. Turns me on. It is.
I can in certain circumstances and whatnot, you know, whatever. But that's not like my favorite though.
Well, I mean, it's not my favorite.
Really?
But I guess it kind of does go hand in hand with the hentai stuff, the whole tentacle thing. Which, by the way, coming up later, if we have time to get to it, because it's kind of like a fluffy piece. The Daily Flogger,
a fluffy piece.
I know the Daily Flogger comes through again with this story out of Omaha.
Are you figuring it out yet? It's.
I know it's bullshit. Okay. Well, yes, trust me. I know it's all bullshit. But this has to do with tentacle porn and stuff and rape. So, hence,
cool.
Tentacle rape. Hit my hot list, please. You know I watched that fucking Law and Order SVU LSVAUED MS3.
That's right. That's your favorite. you like murder and death.
And I have friends that have been on that, so it's another reason to watch.
I don't, and you don't like murder and death, but you really like watching other people's murder and death, misfortune.
Well, yeah, it makes me feel better about my life.
Sure. Well, you're not dead.
Well, and also I'm like Maury and Steve Wilkos too.
Wow.
I watched them. I'm just like, oh God, thank God my parents didn't name me Pancake.
Yeah, Pancake.
Yeah, that was one of the guests. I've seen that episode like 3 times. Chick's name was Pancake.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
And you watched it 3 times in a row, too.
Not in a row.
Did you change it at all? Did you look away?
That's the first time I was on a background.
So what else we got there? We got tentacle rape.
We got tentacle rape. That's coming up later. Taylor Swift is actually getting into the porn business.
T-Swizzle, sucking some swizzle.
Not.
On the B-Nizzle.
But it's not quite what you think.
What? But it's porn. Porn's porn. Is it like what's her name porn? The Miley Cyrus not porn porn?
Oh, no, it's not like that porny porn.
No.
Well, here's the problem. She decided to there's this company, they're letting famous people know ahead of time, give them the option to buy the domain names that they're going to be coming out with, like .porn and .adult. You know, they already have .xxx.
Yeah.
So, instead of having someone else cash in like on her fucking fame and shit, she bought her Taylor Swift .porn and Taylor Swift .adult.
Oh, wow. You know, that way she controls her gig with her gig.
Mm-hmm.
That's $100 well spent for her.
Actually, it's $2,500 each.
Oh, see, they rape you. I know, because when you go to buy the domain, the XXX ones, and they charge extra for that. Well, I mean, they kind of should. That's really, I mean, but I don't know. Why you got to pay quadruple just because you're showing some boobies?
Yeah.
It's anti-woman.
I don't know.
That's what it is. English rules.
It's all UK-based,
it's like
I'm sure. Like rugby.
Sure it is. They made up rugby, and it's a weird-ass sport, and they hate women. So, anyway.
I don't get the correlation, but that's okay.
Both English traits, apparently.
Well, she got pissed off because a porn star recently stole her trademark, This Sick Beat, and some other phrases of hers. Okay,
stole it from her?
I think that's a little far-fetched and dumb when people are like, oh, you stole my phrase. I'm the only one that's ever said it. Now I'm the only one that's ever going to say it. Really?
Well, you know, some phrases you can completely see. Some people, like, it's their fucking phrase.
Yeah, but this chick, she's like 21 years old, and she thinks she's the only one that's ever uttered the words in the same order, This Sick Beat.
Well,
really?
Yeah. Well, she didn't trademark it. Fuck her.
So yeah.
If you trademarked it, you trademarked it. But yeah.
That's pretty.
That's
pretty
like
bad.
That's like Ben Kingsley. Hey now, McConaughey.
All right. Can't say all right 3 times.
He fucking trademarked that shit. You know he did too.
You know if you're smart,
Bubba probably has it trademarked. He likes to trademark shit.
If you say in a mirror while you're naked playing bongos, he appears with weed.
Does he?
He does.
Have we tried that out yet? I'm a little afraid. Can we film it?
Sure.
Does he naked?
I don't know.
Yeah.
We should check it out.
Take me down for the Devil's Three-Way?
Woohoo!
McConaughey?
I'm down.
Bow-bow!
I don't know if he's going to like it in the ass so much, though.
He's not going to like the pokey parts?
Well...
We can warm up the lube for him. I mean, we don't have to go like high and wet. And maybe high and wet, yeah, but high and cold. Like, we can actually warm that shit up a little.
You know,
he is McConaughey. I mean, shit.
Yeah, well, that's true. He probably is more intelligent to talk to than the potato.
Yeah, no, you're Tatum.
My Tatum. Yeah,
you're Tatum.
Tatum. God, you're hot, but please don't talk.
Well, you know, I think he knows he doesn't come across as being very smart. Maybe he is really smart, and he's got us all duped.
I would put my head on Albert Einstein, because he's real smart.
Oh, well, maybe he's not real smart. I don't know. He's probably dumb. Dumb or gay. One.
But he's beautiful.
Oh.
So it's okay.
Sure. And that makes up for it.
He's a nice stripper. I can't go to male strip clubs. They make me feel weird. Is that odd?
No, it's not odd because male strippers can be creepy sometimes.
They're very creepy.
I mean, you know, and it depends. If you're not in the mood to like be manhandled by a greasy dude, then...
Who's gay?
Maybe.
90%
Well,
of
you know, a 20's a 20.
Sorry, girls.
You know?
Well, you know, that's the thing. At like, strip clubs for guys, the chicks, when you're all over them, when you're a girl... You know that it's an act. You don't think they're into you. Okay, well, guess what? When you're a girl out of where the guys are getting naked, it's the same fucking deal, people. They really don't like you. They're just trying to get your fucking money.
Dudes don't know that the chicks are...
But if you're a girl at a strip club...
Yeah, well, I mean, guys at strip clubs completely believe... Like, every stripper will tell you, oh, my real name is... And guys will like, well, I know her real name. The fuck you do? And even if you do, who cares?
It's like, big deal.
Dude, you just got worked, punk. How much cash you got left? Let me see your wallet. Yeah, exactly. You know her real name, motherfucker. You ain't got no money.
She even got that 50 that was stuffed in your sock. And she managed that.
And where the fuck's the rest of the blow, asshole? What the fuck, man? I let you hold. What's going on?
Oh, it's suitcase, is it? Yeah, it's walking off the stage right now? Yeah. Got it. Thanks.
Yeah, I
got
to pull it right out of her sinuses. Dumb fuck. But you know her real name, right? Asswipe. I know her real name, too, motherfucker. Her name's... Because that's all I got out of her last time I fucking talked to her, you numb nut.
No, it really is cinnamon burst.
And you know what? I had the $50 I walked in with and my drugs when I left, too. What the fuck? Dude, you completely could have got that shit a lot. You could have got a lot better deal on that.
And her bitch is with me.
Yeah.
Nice. It's kind of funny how that tends to happen. Gosh, some fucking times. I kid you not.
Anyway, were we talking about something?
Oh, Lord.
We were doing something.
Who cares? We're off on this sick beat over here. Oops. I owe you money. There's this lady. Apparently, this is a redemption story. I didn't catch this first story, but this
you
chick.
You do redemption stories? Is it like redemption, you know, I fit the really big dildo in my snatch redemption, or?
No.
What's going on?
Well, this chick at first, the first time they talked about this lady is she put on this big white lady. She wore this afro, like, all around New York to learn more about herself. And now she's running an adult preschool in Brooklyn.
Okay, a bird flew in the forest and an earthworm farted. Okay, I don't. So let's.
There is no correlation except for this chick's been in the store in the news before because for doing something odd that caught people's attention. So the first time it was wearing this humongous afro all around saying, you know, oh, she's trying to find out who she is and what she's about and get back to her roots.
And now she found it.
Apparently, she has now lost, you know, she doesn't wear the afro as often. She still wears it sometimes, but now she has an adult daycare in Brooklyn.
So it's what you're saying is she's really good at firing up the social media. Does she whip out her boobs at least to get all the attention? Or
no.
I really disrespect that when women just want to get attention and not do anything for it. Really, it irritates me.
Well, see, I would right now. I could do this topless, no, but then I'd get in trouble again, even though we're not streaming live.
I could block it out.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not preaching the words of God because that fucking old lady preacher.
It's on YouTube?
That's on YouTube. Does her sermons with her fucking tits out. But if I do that, all holy hell breaks loose because I'm talking about rape and Slender Man and fucking Taylor Swift tits. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah.
That's all right.
If you talked about more serious stuff, we could do a topless. You almost owe it to your people to suck, you know, suck the fun out of the audio and just show boobs.
Yeah. I might do that one time. You know what? I might even do a whole
show
in kazoo.
Let's not do that. You know why? Because I really don't want to push the YouTube people. Like, can we not, please?
At least wait till the 6 months are up.
Something, yeah. Well, no, not even that, because you got one strike, and then you get another, and you'll be one away from not having a youth. And then I'll have to like start all over, and
I'll be fucked.
That's like fun. Getting to the end of a marathon and somebody blowing up the finish line. It really sucks nuts.
Oh, dude.
What? It would sucks.
Yeah, I'm sure all the people there in Boston thought it did too.
See, exactly.
So this woman, she's known as Michelle Joni now. She's trying to change her name, but they're like, yeah, you're not fooling NBC News. ABC News. She said it's grown-ups pay big bucks to attend this New York City adult preschool. They pay anywhere from $333
to $999. Do I have all my vaccinations before I go? Can I go vaccine free?
Well, I'm sure you have to at least the HPV prevention test.
I don't know. Oh, wow.
What?
Asses included in adult daycare, preschool thing?
No.
Huh? No.
No, it's not. It's like fetish, like that kind of grown-up play. It's like what it is they do arts and crafts and finger paints and games and they take naps.
Now it makes more sense. At first I thought you were talking like I'm missing the whole adult daycare and just thinking daycare. I'm like, why do I care if some bitch that used to wear a wig now owns a daycare? Oh, it's an adult daycare.
Yes. And they have pictures of her with her adult children around her. She's reading them stories and they're making macaroni necklaces.
They have summer camp. Can I go to summer camp?
Yes. You can.
Yeah?
You can.
Oh. What do they do? BDSM. I know. It's like I'm not even here, but I'm here. But I'm not
they
here.
Do arts and crafts and finger paint. Most of the people are like businessmen and like upside people and they go to just kind of like say, fuck it. Fuck the world. I'm just going to be
a finger painter.
I'm going to be a paste eater.
Nobody's getting naked?
No.
Come on. I played doctor when you were younger. I could reenact that somewhere.
Maybe some nice lady will let you share her mats and you guys can like poke at each other during nap time.
Can I?
Share, nice. You know, maybe she'll give you her cookies.
Yeah.
And milk.
Nice.
Something. I don't know. I'm just trying to help you out.
Well, you know, it's good for a change.
Is it?
Yeah. I'll roll with it.
Well, she said people come here and they get in touch with their inner child and it's magical.
It would be.
So, yeah.
As long as somebody got topless and then stroked me, I'd be happy as boiled.
Well, here's this. I think it would be even better, though, if she made Kool-Aid that was spiked with some fun stuff. So you drink the Kool-Aid and you could fucking finger paint for hours. You'd be like, this is so awesome.
I could.
Build blocks. You guys could do, you know, whatever. I think macaroni fucking shit. You could build Legos till your fingers fell off. I think it'd be kind of cool.
I'm in.
Kind of sounds like a weekend at a friend's house. But, all right, so there was some sex advice from John Stamos. I think we were talking about Stamos like not too long ago.
It's because we saw him on DMZ there.
Ah, that's why. Yeah. He's a hottie. He's definitely
Steve's doing pretty good for an old guy. Well, he's older than me, so.
Well, he said a lot of people, a lot of women, they want selfies after they finish. And he said that's really, really awkward to him. He said one girl really wanted his shirt as a souvenir.
After banging him?
Yeah.
Well, you know, you can't do that, though, because you can't, you can't leave evidence like that if you're somebody like that. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, but he's not married or anything, so it's really, I guess, but what he says is, he said, just ask for it. You know, he might be into it or take it discreetly. Just, you know.
Well, that's like you have all the women. They do that a lot with guys where they're taking that. That just happened with
athletes. Some other plus nuts. Or whatever. Yeah. Where he was passed out of the bench. Cha-ching. But you know what, though? I really can't blame them. I can't say that I would sell it because I don't think I would. But I would really want to have it. And yes, I would show my friends. Like, I just fucked Stamos. I'd be like, Oh my God. But I'm that way about just meeting famous people that I think are attractive I've seen on screen or something. I get stupid.
I mean, it's not like you're blowing him in. It's not like he's married or got a girlfriend or anything. So,
right.
I mean, really, you're whatever. You're just enjoying the fact you banged Stamos or whatever the other puss nut was.
Yeah. And I mean, it still blows my mind. Cause in my head, I'm like, don't be an idiot. Don't be an idiot. Don't be an idiot. And then I'm trying to talk. And I just go, I'm awesome. It's like,
well, you know,
you're that guy.
You know that, I mean, there's some people that aren't going to want you to publicize.
Oh yeah.
I mean,
no.
You know, yeah. that you're banging them. You know?
Just do what you do, and then cool.
You know, a few people that are.
I've got famous dick pics that I have under lock and key, and they're
talk about. See?
I show those to no one.
See, but you have sense. I mean, you know the people that you can do something like that with and some and then there's other people, but you probably would ask, hey man, I want to take this fucking picture of me sucking your cock and put it on my website. What's up? What's going on, man? Or at least tweet it. Let me tweet it.
Okay, fine. You don't have to put your face in it. I'll just know that this picture, that's your cock in my mouth.
And you could just call me crazy. And then there could be a million haters that tweet me all the time. They hate me. That's cool.
As long as I don't get any death threats.
Yeah. Just don't try to kill me.
I don't see why I would get any death threats. I don't do anything horrible.
You fuck with like the believers or something like that. There's some bitches that'll threaten you for that.
Yeah, they're 12.
Well, yeah. Then and not only that, you know, you have to the whatever the swizzles there.
Swifties,
whatever they are.
Swizzles.
T-swizzle.
Yeah, I think they're called Swifties.
Are they?
Well, whatever.
They would kill you, too, if you started talking shit about her. They'd fucking rain down 13-year-old terror on your ass.
Dude, Chris Hardwick would probably do the same thing. He'd probably send me a mean tweet, too, if I said something nasty towards Taylor. But I've got nothing nasty to say about her, so they'll have to worry about that. I just don't care.
We just want to see the porn when you come out with it. What? Don't hide it. Don't get hacked. And then, you know, if you come out with it and you just put it out there, then guess what? Nobody's going to give a fuck if you get hacked. It's over with. That's done. You know, you put out your own fucking leaked video, whatever. You put it out, you embrace it, done. Nobody ever has any power over you whatsoever with your naked body.
And the more you're cool about it and you're just like, whatever, then it goes away. The quicker it goes away, as soon as you start making a big fucking deal about it, that's when people run with it and just blow it out of proportions.
Well, and you know what? You know, it's horrible that we got to be in a place where, you know, being naked and doing something with another consenting adult, like... marks you somehow as horrible.
Yeah.
You know, it, or that your nudity, that you have a naked picture of you that you took of yourself, that somebody hacked your phone. Like, that. I mean, what? You're not doing anything wrong. You're not hurting anybody.
No.
You're getting consenting cum on your face, and it got hacked, so it's out there. Big fucking deal. Why are you embarrassed?
Yeah, I'm absolutely... I agree with you on that. I think if you're going to fucking take it, then whatever. Own it. And that's it, like you're saying, it's anything that you do.
Well, and that's because, you know, and if people just didn't fucking have a holy conniption when they get hacked, I mean, the general population, like don't have a fucking conniption that what's her nuts has got cum on her face. I mean,
it's like, so did you. It's like, hey, guess what?
Yeah.
So did your mother before you were born. Oh, I know you don't like to think about it.
No, that's right.
So... like whatever. And then that just makes it no. And then do you have an applicator shaped like Jodie Foster's knuckles? It's like, all right, dude. So maybe that didn't happen. But there are some special exceptions, but not many of them. So pretty much, Miss Stamos, you just want to say it's all about listening, asking, and talking.
Yeah.
He said he likes to approach sex in a musical way. It's more about the. It said it's more rhythm and melody.
Is it?
And it's all about listening. So.
He doesn't like to be pounded to like death metal. He likes when you're really taking him from behind. He likes it to something gentle, maybe a yacht rock.
You know, so I would imagine that when he comes, he screams "Opa." It's Greek. Opa.
I don't know.
He's Greek. Greek yogurt.
Oh, I understood you. It just wasn't funny.
Good Lord. I don't care. Some people think I'm funny.
Well, you are sometimes. That particular thing just wasn't.
So shut the fuck up. I don't care. That's right. Hey, ass eating. It's not just a trend. It's still alive and well.
It's not just a trend.
No.
When was it a trend?
Well, apparently they were saying the last year in 2014 that...
big ass year. 2014.
Well, it's saying now that it's still prevalent. Like it's still alive and well. People are saying, that was just so... 2014.
The year of the bung.
Yeah. Well, September, there was an essay on Gawker that noted correctly that analingus is having a moment. Since then, I've been told and by reliable sources that booty eating was so 2014, but I beg to differ. I entered the evidence, on YouTube. Look it up. It's called Back Alley Brunch. I suggest y'all check that out if you want to.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. Okay. But it's now become like a standard among a number of like sex positive partners across America. So usually if someone's not eating ass, then they're a little weird.
Well, if your partner would like their ass eaten, then give it a shot.
Yeah. I mean, I say if it's clean, go for it.
Let her rip.
Why not? I don't really care. Says that
I don't care what you lick. I really don't. Lick it all up, baby.
But they now say that it's becoming just more prevalent and more mainstream. So, I mean, I really don't understand that now. I don't know when it was ever not a thing. So
I think it always was a thing.
Yeah.
It was always a thing.
Just people are now admitting to it more, being more open about it.
Well, is it maybe men receiving a good salad tossing and maybe that's okay because it's anal and.
Well, they're saying that Drake likes his ass eaten.
Are they? Who says that?
Drake. Apparently.
Yeah.
Like some Kevin Gates. I don't know who that is. Nicki Minaj.
He likes licking his ass.
No, Nicki Minaj and Drake, that those three both like their asses. I mean, all three like their asses eaten.
Huh.
So.
According to
whatever this was where I got
this. Piece of shit article you found.
Gawker.
Oh, Gawker. Well, you know, they're consistently.
I like Gawker.
They're consistently.
They're not Flogger.
Yeah. I mean, you know, they're better stories at least. Better fake stories.
Better fake stories.
Conjecture.
Well, whatever. Well, you know, we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, no. So it never left, and I'm glad it's more acceptable these days. Yeah. I don't know why I really care because it doesn't matter to me if other people care. Know if I eat ass or have had my ass eaten.
No, I mean, awesome. Do you like your ass solid? Like, do you like rim jobs and stuff?
It's okay sometimes. You know, if I'm
like
feeling
really
fresh,
getting in there. Nah.
Yeah, no. You like to do like weird shit. Sometimes you go just a little too far with it, and. It's just more than I'm feeling, you know. It's cool. You give it the once around. It's nice for me, but it's not. You don't have to like spend a long time down. You don't have to bring a sandwich or anything. You know what I mean?
I know there's plenty of nourishment
there. It's an in out thing. Just a quick. you could do that for a second and whatever. It's cool, but don't linger, please.
I feel like trying to shove a warm slug up your ass. How does that feel?
Yeah, well, you know, I see that's not something I would be like really happy
down with.
With.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be happy with the squirminess trying to penetrate me.
It gives you the willies, doesn't it?
It does, man.
Makes your asshole slam shut.
Something.
We're gonna go to break, but when we come back, we're gonna talk about. Okay, this is from Cosmo, so you know it's gonna be right fucking on point. And this is, I'm glad you're with me when I'm talking about this, so we can talk. Yeah,
glad you're with me.
It's things women think guys want in bed, but they don't. So stick around.
Yum yum! It's time for a tasty and refreshing snack.
I like to watch porn. Like, what girls in here like porn? Thank you. I love it. All the whores are in the front. This is the best. I don't like to watch the end of porn. I don't like to watch the end of any porn, because guess what happens at the end of the rainbow every time? Spoiler alert, he comes at her face. Oh! What an amazing choose-your-own-adventure. That always ends exactly the same. There's never a twist, right? He's never like, the guy's having sex with her, he looks off camera in her backpack, he's like, oh, are you reading that Nicholas Sparks book too? My God, what are the chances? Let's start a bed and breakfast together. No. He just c***s on her head. We don't want to see that. I don't want, because we think about that girl, like that poor girl. And we know as soon as the director yells cut that she's just stumbling around like Helen Keller looking for a towel. Just where? Did you guys go to lunch? This isn't cool. You promise this is good for my skin? So the guy I was dating, he was like so lazy. He was one of those dudes, like he wouldn't go down on me. I had to become a climber every time, you know? Head up there, just holding onto the headboard like a nosy neighbor peeking over the fence. I feel like Wilson from Home Improvement. I'm like, hey, tool man, it is embarrassing up there. Oh, I went on a date with a guy recently, and he was like really hot, so I was pretending to be a good person, you know? I was saying things like, I love kids, and I'm not racist. Some vague lies. And you have to like pretend like you want to use a condom. I like like to say something fun when I bring it up, but honest, I'll be like, you're going to want to wear this. I've had a busy month. It's like a petri dish right now. I don't know what's happening.
And now, on with the show.
All this money, all these girls. Man, we the best there is. We the best there ever was. Hey, yo, Kanye, Bieber. Hey, now, Tommy, yeah!
We just bought 100,000 likes. All these comments on our SoundCloud, you would swear the sky was falling. All these birds on our Twitter, say we the shit. And if you hit us up on our Snapchat, then we'll send a pic of your bitch.
We the best, we the best. Damn, bitch, we the best. We the best, we the best. No, bitch, we the best. A middle bit to you haters and you keep.
All right, so welcome back to Kinky Katie's World, episode 65 of RazRadioLive.com.
65?
Yeah, 65.
Wow.
What?
I don't know. I always forget.
That's okay. That's why you always ask, what number is this one?
Yeah, exactly. So, hey, I like that. It's a little dirtier this week. Went just slightly filthy.
Did you?
I did. Mm. Slightly.
Is there something you have in mind?
No, not yet. You lost it there.
I know. I have the ability to make people lose the erection. I can't talk. Yeah. I'm a boner killer. How's that?
Yeah.
I taught what he said. All right, so this is from the lovely creators over at Cosmo, the writers. These are things that women think guys want in bed, but guys don't.
What?
Well, so.
So there's some women gonna tell me how I like it?
Yeah.
What?
Believe it or not. And the first one right off the bat, it says, the move, making a ton of noise when you orgasm. They're saying that we think you like that, but you don't like that. You don't like us to make noise, a lot of noise.
What?
Exactly what I'm saying. This
Who
is why
said that?
This is why I'm talking. I'm glad I'm talking to you.
You know what that
this.
Is? That's like some Illuminati shit there, right there. You know why? They're just putting counter fucking information out there to make people think that it's okay. What are you talking about? Loud
yeah.
is good.
Well, they say sex noises and dirty talk are always okay, but focus on your orgasm, not yelling.
Well,
it says do whatever you feel you need to do, not what you think you want us to hear.
Okay. I'll say that. I'll say that probably is a true statement as far as do what feels good for you.
Right,
because if it feels good for you, I'll probably enjoy it as well. Like,
it's like you're not even in her yet, and she's like, "Oh yeah, oh so
well,
great,
yeah, yeah,
oh
yeah,
my
yeah.
god, you feel so awesome." You're like, that's...
however, you know, we've talked about it before, where sometimes if you force some noise out of yourself, all of a sudden you kind of get caught up in it.
Yeah,
like it kind of feeds on it. Like you let out something obnoxious once that maybe isn't something you would do,
mm-hmm.
but you do it for about 10 seconds, and all of a sudden, about 20 seconds into it, you forgot that you're forcing it. You're going along with it. You know?
Yeah.
And it happens all the time. So there is something to, you know, kind of making yourself be more vocal if that's what your partner likes,
mm-hmm.
and maybe it kind of it snowballs. Sometimes it does. It just ignites a little.
Because there, well, sometimes too, I get nervous about neighbors sometimes. Sometimes I'm like, oh God, it's late. You know, do I really want to be so loud now? And then you just got to have that little reassurance of, yes, go for it.
Well,
it.
You know, the only thing that I never thought about before, because we were probably just too shit faced, is like, well, and there never really has been. Like kids right next door, like this. I'm pretty sure there's a kid's room right on the other side of our headboard. You know what I mean?
I think that's a living room.
Is it the living? Well, but you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, yeah.
And there's something to that, to where I really don't want like the neighbor's kids hearing it. You know?
Yeah.
Just because that's not cool. You can't like put
that's
that.
Not
on
a hotel.
Kid. Yeah.
You know,
well, you know, you can't like put that on a kid. But then again, I don't like having sex where I can't be loud. You know, maybe not obnoxious loud, but at least two adults in a room having a boisterous conversation loud, something.
Well, but then again, though, I do like sneaking off in places where, you know, you shouldn't, like a family member's house,
yeah,
or a close friend's house where it's like, oh, gosh, we could get God. Oh, it's like, oh, and then you always do something. It'll just, you know how to make me make that noise. And then,
yeah. yeah, no, and then I'll kind of feed on it a little bit and kind of get you going. Yeah, I know.
And then something that I remember in St. Augustine, you fish hooked me.
Yeah. Sometimes if I get a little more aggressive when we're out in public, you're trying to keep a lid on it so much, you just get like over revved, and then you just really get going on it.
We were banging in the kitchen. It's great.
Oh. Anyway,
I'm all feeling like woohoo right now. All right, talking in an itsy bitsy baby voice the whole time. Now, I never thought that guys like that, so I can't say, oh, guys love that.
As a general rule, I'm going to say probably not, but there's, you know there's some dudes that are into it. Sure,
yeah. Probably the same ones that make their fucking girls call them daddy.
Yeah, those are them.
Ugh. And I had someone say, oh, well, it's a term of endearment. I don't judge what other people... Oh, fuck off. Really? Dude, I don't care. It's too close. You know what? Here's a cool thing. You know, if that works for you, awesome. If it does, cool. You, great. Me, no. It is too kin to pedophilia, and it's fucking creepy and disgusting. And that's for me. And the awesome thing about Facebook, you don't like what I post, you don't have to follow my feed.
But you know that's something that was kind of invented by pimp culture.
Pimp, yeah,
you know, the daddy thing. So it really didn't come from pedophilia, but to you,
but to me,
it's saying daddy makes you think of dad and daddy and pedophilia, and that's not cool with you.
And all of the fucking people that I would see coming in and out of every porn store I've ever worked in, strip club I've been to. It's the whole, the girl looks like she's 15, the guy looks like a slimy bastard, and she's like, daddy, and she's like fucked up, and he gives me a look like, uh-huh, like, oh, you son of a bitch, like, yeah, you just,
yeah,
or, oh, we're gonna try on laundry, she's not 18, it's okay, I'm her father, you get the fuck out.
Yeah,
just no. Yeah. That's not, so that's where it comes from. On,
well, working in a porn store for you, I mean, you were seeing daddy come in with his new bitch, mm-hmm, and trying to dress her, and she's 17 years old, and you're like, what the fuck are you doing, man?
Right. Oh, God.
It's my kid.
She's only 12. We're going to get a Halloween costume. It's a fucking porn star store.
No, that was that. Well, yeah, yeah. I could see it. That neighborhood over there, you get not too far away.
And then
from
people
that place.
Fucking yelling at me because I'm like, no, like, what do you mean, no? I'm her parent. And you're fucked up. You shouldn't be bringing your 12-year-old to a goddamn and a kid in a stroller to a porn store. The fuck's wrong with you?
And that's coming from you.
Yeah, I'm fucked up in the head, and I'm twisted, and I'm really lenient about a bunch of shit. But right there,
it's pretty stiffen. Well, she's just two. She doesn't know what's going on. You're crazy. I don't get it. I don't get it. So anyway, being loud.
Sorry, yeah, talking in a baby voice.
It was something when we were fucked up all the time. Oh, yeah, I don't know what happened now, man. I just
went, we were talking about baby voices.
Yeah, you know, head trauma.
That's okay.
I can do.
Oh, deep throating.
Yeah.
So we think you like it. They say you don't.
What? Huh? Yeah, you're right. I only like it when you put the first inch of my cock into your mouth.
Dude, that's what it says. It says deep throating is nice, but you'd be surprised what you can do with your hands and just the tip in your mouth. And it says it's a lot of semen. You can get the penis to produce semen by using just your hands and the tip.
Yeah, no, you can, and that's cool too. Whatever, yeah. But you know, sometimes I like to try to get my cock all the way up in your shit. I want them guts from the top.
And plus, when you choke a little bit, when you gag, then you have the lining of your esophagus, which is like slick as it's mucus, and it does help to lubricate, and it will open your throat a little more.
Well.
And yeah. Some guys think it's hot when you gag on their cock.
Well, you know, it gives you that feeling of you have a giant cock.
Unless you're on top and you're going up too high. Because then it could result in a penile fracture.
Yeah, no.
We've talked about a few times.
No, let's not. Please don't. No.
Imagine penile fracture and button torture all at the same time.
Yeah, sure. Whatever. What were we talking about?
All right, saying your name over and over again, saying the guy's name.
Oh, no.
I think that's just a mechanism for chicks. They're just trying to remember who the hell they're fucking. Oh, Steve. Steve. Oh, Steve. My name is John. That's what I said.
No, so some women are big on the whole name thing. Like they want to call you your name, and some just could care less. Like some
peaches.
Yeah, well,
Fluffy Bunny.
I'm never gonna say. I mean, I don't make it a habit of saying names in bed. Like I don't.
See, you don't. I only know when I actually hear you call me my name, I'm in trouble. I'm usually in trouble.
Yeah, I don't really use names. I direct my voice, and you know I'm talking to you when I'm talking to you. That's like,
or if you need my attention and I'm not looking at you, you'll say a little nickname that I know. Or if I do something stupid, you'll call me by my last name.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's. So for you to call me Katie in bed, it would be very weird.
It'd be strange, yeah. Well, for us, it would be strange.
During sex, you know, my name doesn't really roll off the tongue very well.
You know, I've definitely been with women who are totally into the name thing, and you can tell it's a thing for them. They like doing it, or maybe they think I like doing it. I don't know, but
that's what this is about.
Just whatever you're doing, they were right when they first said if you're enjoying it, you know, do more of it.
Roll with it. Yeah. All right, keeping your eyes closed the whole time.
That sucks balls.
Don't do that.
Please don't.
Putting on complex lingerie every time you're going to fuck.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just do it. You don't have to put on the whole rigmarole. Not every guy even cares about lingerie. This one over here. I could have the most expensive, beautiful, intricate shit from France or whatever, and it wouldn't do a damn thing for him.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not, you know.
Because you're so used to it. And it's weird because usually, God, I feel like shit.
You don't a lot of like lingerie anyway. You'll do outfits.
Yeah.
I mean, I will. It's more of an outfit thing.
Yeah. Because I don't know. I just.
You in lingerie is weird to me. That's another weird thing. Like, I can't. You don't. You'll put an outfit on. But you won't, like, put just lingerie on.
You know, I'll take scissors and we'll cut the crotch out. We'll do it whole Clockwork Orange style and cut down the nipples.
Yeah, no. Well, you've put on stuff and that we've expressly ripped off to rip it off. But, yeah. You know, you can't, you know. That would be strange for you. It's like walk out in a bunch of lingerie. It'd be odd to me.
You would. You'd be like, where are you going?
Yeah. I mean, you'll come out in some kind of a nun outfit with a blue wig on and some vinyl boots or something. Like, you'll have an outfit on, but it won't be just lingerie.
Yeah, that's true. Pulling hair to show how much, like, how you're into it. Like, pulling your hair. Would that be if I yanked on your chin or your chest?
When I had hair, it was pleasant, you know, it did, but the same rules apply when a guy grabs a girl's hair. When you grab it by the base, you know, don't grab individual hairs, grab it by the base, and you know, that can be cool sometimes. I'm not really into being dominated so much sexually, so
really,
yeah, well, it's just not my gig, you know.
Well, here's nothing, it says just laying there while he takes control of the situation.
Oh, please don't do that,
yeah, don't just lay there like a fish in bed, that's just terrible.
Well, you know.
Unless your guy is into the whole, like,
dead person thing.
Yeah, or unconscious, person. You know, the completely disabled.
Yeah.
But act like you've never done any of this before. Yeah, girls think that you like that.
No, well, some fucking weird-ass dudes do like it like that. They want a girl that has never had sex, i.e. children, really.
Virgins.
I think it's like almost a closet pedophilia thing. Mm. Well, it people like that just befuddle me, like that it's a virtue, and it maybe it in some respects it is a virtue, whatever, to sleep with whatever, but that it's you're somehow horrible for just expressing the things that you want to do with
right.
other people who are totally agreeing to do the same things with you.
Yeah.
All of a sudden makes you horrible somehow and undesirable. And the only people that are virginal like that are children, young people. So if you're an older person and you only like chicks who are inexperienced, you are saying, fucking, you like them young. Oh, you may be willing to wait until they're 18, but that's not what you want. Ugh. You know what I mean? That's every time I hear that, that's what I think. Every time I fucking hear it out of somebody's mouth, it's I don't know.
I don't.
Not my thing. Anyway.
It's So besides, oh God, I definitely don't want a guy who doesn't know how to do anything. Like if you were to flip the tables around, I'm 35 years old. I'm not your fucking teacher. And I'm beyond that. That's why when you have these cougars who want these young guys, really? Do you just want someone dumb that they're just arm candy and they've got stamina? Really? God, I don't want to teach anybody. I don't care. I'm tired of being the teacher.
What are you trying to say? What do you mean?
No, that's why I don't want to be with any virgin. I hate
virgins.
No, I hear you. I'm with you.
It's like Tully.
I couldn't imagine. I really couldn't. I would completely reject a girl. I would, unless the whole thing was somebody just wanted to have sex and just to get it over with kind of a thing. Yeah, then I might consider it. But really, if you haven't, don't do it with me.
Yeah.
Go somewhere else.
I've turned people down because they were virgins. I'm like, I'm not fucking you. I don't care how drunk I am. I'm like, what? And I'm like, yeah, I know you want to like fucking get your first one over with. You can care if I was fat and drunk. Just do it. No. It's like, no, your friends didn't pay me. needing your hair and makeup to look perfect afterwards. No, I don't really care what the fuck I look like afterwards. Sometimes I don't even care what the fuck I look like before. It's just like, you want to? All right. It's just woo. Because there's been some times where I've got pictures of that shit where started out looking good and then just goo and then like an eyelash like falling off. If I have like the fake lashes, just make lipstick smeared all fucking. Some guys like that.
There was no slowing down.
Another one, not caring if you didn't orgasm.
Not caring. Huh?
They're saying the girls think that you like that we don't care if we orgasm. And they're saying that you do care if we orgasm.
Well, yeah, we do kind of do. I mean, sometimes you can't do anything about it. I mean, there are some women that there's just, you can't beat yourself up about it, man. It just wasn't right for them. Moment, you know.
See, that's why there's so many fucking stupid articles that I read in these women's magazines that I really wish I could help them with, because they really need new perspective on things. Because I don't know who these women are that are making up all these rules. Like, who do they talk to? They just sit there and be like, I gotta find something for tomorrow, so I guess I'm gonna stay.
They had to get Bob in accounting to write it, you know?
It's like really fucking stupid. And then the like lessons is never speak up if you don't like something. We think that you like us not to say shit.
Yeah. Well, I hear again, some guys do, but that's not my gig. And it's not your gig either, so it's pretty alien.
And then, you know, I start to think too, the more of this crap that I read, I think, well, maybe it's me. I mean, really, maybe it's me. Maybe I'm just so weird and fucked up and out there, or maybe my mind is so askewed on reality that it's me and not everyone else.
I mean, you kind of forget about middle America. They're just not down with talking about sex at all. And the fact that you talk about it is way out there to a lot of people. And you forget about that because we've lived in a fucking Fort Lauderdale and we've had no filters for so long that it's hard for us to identify. I mean, there's people that are completely, you know, they don't talk about shit like that.
Yeah, and I can't see like why, like.
Well, they don't talk to their spouses about that. They'll talk to you or me if they meet. You know, you and how many people do we know that they've been married 30, 40 years, whatever?
Oh, I wish my wife would do this. Could you get her to do that? Or I wish my husband would.
Have you ever asked? No, I could never ask him. It's like, well, it's like, dude, I don't know what to tell you, man. You're kind of.
So you want to be in grade school, and you're like, hey, can you know pass him this note for me? Circle yes or no, or.
I mean, how many couples have we met out that we've gotten them to do the dirty shit? Like they've been together and, hey, did you know he wants to X, Y, Z? Really? I'd do that. I'm not against that. Let's go try it out. You morons. You guys have been together for 20 fucking years and you couldn't like squeeze that out of each other.
Or we haven't had sex since the baby was born because ripped God. A new one.
Well,
and then
I think it actually did rip her a new one, though. And that one, that what you're talking about now.
The night of my friend's wedding.
Yeah, that actually was, they, you know, they were trying to have sex, but you know. But yeah.
But then she was like, no. But then they met us, and wow, the four of us were all getting it on in the living room.
It was, have you ever considered having sex in front of somebody? Oh, and they both giggled. We're like, okay.
Let's do it.
We're going to have sex. So you're going to figure out whether you like it or not in about 5 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And they did.
Oh, they did.
They liked it.
And it all just fucking, because then it started out, I was starting to mess around with you, then she was following suit and starting to mess around with her man, and it was good. It worked out well for everybody. Except the next morning. We gotta catch a plane.
Whatever, man. I'm still drunk. Can we get a cocktail on the way? Does Wawa have alcohol? I don't want beer. I need liquor.
I want Checkers. Oh, God. Give me 7 fish sandwiches. Oh, Lord, lady, please.
Anyway, some Red Hots.
Whole box of them and a 2-pound bag of Twizzler.
You have to make sense here. You have to get onto a topic. People understand what they're talking about because they have no idea.
That's right. All right. So Michael Phelps, not only is he Mr. Olympian, but did you know he's also into water sports?
I hear he's like dolphin smooth.
But he's into water sports.
Well, doesn't surprise me. And we're not talking about swimming, kids.
No, we're not. All right. Well, Michael Phelps, he just got a big boost from Kim Petro. She's a plus-size dominatrix who apparently passed a lie detector test before selling her story to the National Enquirer.
Yeah.
So this is like proven shit.
Sure.
Well, she claims...
Wilkos's fucking lie detector guy was on that bitch.
He's also the same one as for Maury.
Sure, man. $100. He'll tell you how you want them test results to come out, man.
I know.
Look, I have a printout.
Stop. Well, Petro claims that Phelps contacted her off of her busty fetish Craigslist ad in February of 2013. They allegedly negotiated $900 donation before Phelps initiated phase one of the age-old urination mating dance.
Yellow hanky in the back pocket?
I guess so. You know, he probably wears it around his head.
Mm.
But
when I'm wearing the yellow trunks, you know what I'm thinking.
So she was saying that Phelps had called her on his cell phone, saying that his name was Fabian Mascarello, a Miami music producer who's close to Phelps' good friend and rapper Lil Wayne. He said, he then said to drink some water before they get to the hotel, and she knew what she was in for.
Oh, yeah, she knew.
She said, I was going to the bathroom anyway. Figured might as well get paid for it, right?
Right.
When she got to the hotel, she claims that Phelps removed his shirt and his shorts to reveal that he was wearing skimpy women's panties.
Oh.
Yes. So maybe this whole transgender chick that he was banging or whatever is actually true. It's not just some...
Well, at least the guy's not afraid to, like, bust out with some weird-ass shit. You know
I like
what I mean?
That.
He's fucking...
I'm an Olympian. I smoke weed. I wear panties. I like bitches. You know, what? And I like him.
I mean, he wasn't, like, too... even when the transvestite, the transsexual...
He didn't make a big deal out of it. He didn't care.
No, he didn't.
He was like...
He didn't really say, he said, I know her, and really didn't say anything about her.
And it went away. Well, look at that.
It's you own up to what you do. And
that's right. Well, she said, then we smoked a little weed and then got down to business. There nice. You go. She said, I got above him on the bed and I started to pee on him. She said, after I was done, he asked if it was okay, if he jerked off. She said, of course. She's like, I'm going to bend the rules a little for a famous Olympian. So he pulled down his panties and went to town.
Nice.
Yeah. Then she noticed he had a string tied around his cock and balls.
No, that's dangerous.
Ah.
Careful.
Says that she recognized him right away and apparently provided a cell phone number to the Enquirer, which was verified.
See, but the only thing I completely don't like is if you're Dom, like don't give up your John. You do. I mean, don't blow him in.
Yeah,
like
that's not very. That's not professional.
Well, and not only that. I mean, if you're in the scene, you understand that there's people that don't want other people to know what they're into.
Mm-hmm.
And just because we don't give a fuck if people know what we're into,
that doesn't mean that.
Yeah,
that
you can't go fucking
does.
Blowing somebody down like that. That's
I mean,
ass
there
night.
Could be a guy that's like, yes, I love being fucked up the ass while I play with a baby
yeah.
rattle.
And there's nothing wrong. He shouldn't be like shamed because of it. But so don't
right.
make him fucking, don't shame him. Like don't fucking out him when he's not ready to be outed, him or her. That's fucking.
That's true. Let them have a safe space.
Yeah, for real. And if you don't, I mean, get out of the fucking profession. Seriously. I mean, go move to England where they can hate on a bitch and you can't do this for a living, you know?
Exactly. I'm completely with you on that one. But do you remember that book, Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark?
No.
Well, it's an older book. It was like late '80s, early '90s, and just even the it was like poetry and shit, or and it was scary stuff, and it's for kids, but it was really creepy, and the illustrations were even worse. Like they were scarier. I think
I kind of yeah. It just was one of those things. I didn't. My kids didn't. You know.
Oh, anyway. Freak them the fuck out. Well, they're going to be making it into a documentary.
Cool.
About it. And but CBS Films is reportedly making a movie based on the Scary Movies franchise.
Yeah.
And they started to do a crowdfunding thing for it, and it's going to be different. It's going to explore the book's censoring and its connection to folklore, history, and also moral panic that incited over the decades on this guy and their illustrations. And the cool part is if you donate $2,100, they'll let you star in the documentary and work out your own childhood fuck-ups. Like, their whole childhood issues on camera.
Cool.
You're looking really... Cool. Like, yeah, this looking at me is like, what the fuck?
I don't know. Well, I don't the whole concept of whatever you were talking about.
Well, I mean, just, if you were, if
there's
you were,
a lot of words going on, and I don't know.
Words.
Yeah.
Words.
There's a thing and some scary drawings.
It is.
Yeah.
You have to know to know.
I see, and I don't know.
See, a lot of people know.
Well, you know.
Damn, I'm out of time. Fuck.
Are you?
Oh, well, I don't care. I'm going to go a little long.
Go a little long.
Bonus
go
footage.
Deep. Go deep.
Go
get all
deep.
Up in it.
All right, so this one. The chick is she masturbated on a subway while eating a gyro.
All right.
Get into this one.
Gyro?
Gyro, yes. Okay. Well, this chick, Jennifer, she's also the author of A Sex Drive Solution for Women.
Yeah.
Recently suggested that women spice up their love life by masturbating in public.
Ooh.
That only, like, you know about.
Oh.
Say, meaning like you drop a vibrator in your pants rather than going out in public bottomless. Well, it says to cover up your orgasm, Linda says to take a bite of food or sip of your drink at the big moment.
So you make sure you choke on it.
And exclaim, oh, about how good it tastes or feels. So this chick decided to do it. She said, I decided to make a pit stop at the People's Republic of hands-free diddling on my way uptown to therapy. She said the train ride was from Brooklyn to 57th Street, and it would be long enough to make, you know, sex with herself and then scamper off into a different car like an unshowered deviant.
Nice.
So she said that's what she did. She was on the train. She started to masturbate, and she had her food with her. And then when she was about to come, she was home, she started chowing down on her food. So, I don't know. That's...
She didn't choke.
Apparently, she didn't choke. Maybe
didn't
she
go to jail?
No, she didn't go to jail.
So when did she film it?
No.
What?
No.
Do we have like, at least like some subway fucking... There's reconnaissance stuff in there. Fucking surveillance.
Extra mayo on her cooch.
What?
No. I don't know. All right. So, well, we don't have time to get to the Daily Vlogger thing. And there was like spice up your masturbation sessions. These are things that they should do. You should do to step up your masturbation game.
I got
to
step up my game.
Yeah. Apparently ice. You rub it all over your nipples and your clit. Imagining the cold sensation is your lover's bite. So it's like, yeah, picture someone else there and dip. Autoerotica, they're saying play like a porny book. They said
porny
50
book?
Shades. You know, there's a Sleeping Beauty trilogy. They okay. do have that on. Do it at work. Go huh. rub one out at work.
Yeah.
Say,
unless you work at a school, and please don't do that.
Oh, God, no. Let's not go
careful
talk
what
about
you're saying
kids
then.
Anymore. Yeah, that's... Yeah. It says the ocean isn't just for peeing.
No, but I'm telling you, when fluids escape you in the ocean, that's a pretty stingy thing. We've done that a few times.
Yes, we have. And having sex in the ocean when there's no lube, the micro tears happen, salt gets in that shit. That's no fucking bueno either. Then there was that couple that got suctioned together. Or they got stuck.
Did they?
Yeah. These people had to fucking like help them get apart because the way they were fucking in the ocean, they held such a tight seal that they were stuck.
Huh.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
I was. And then they might see you. It's the element of getting caught.
Yeah.
You know, like that. And then another one is just smile for the camera. They say film yourself and then watch it later or watch it while you're doing it.
Oh, I don't think I'd want to do that.
You'd be like staring at yourself, like back at yourself.
Sort of like Buffalo Bill style.
Jerking off. Ooh.
Exactly.
All right. I think we're going to get out of here for the night. I'll save that another story. I'll talk about it on Friday.
Another story.
Yeah, the total bullshit one from the vlogger.
You got 4 days to wait for that one, bitches.
I know.
Wait.
Ha 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 ha.
You'll love it.
All right, everyone. Well, don't forget Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube, Kinky Katie Radio, also kinkykatieradio.com. I'm going to be, yeah, check my Twitter and shit for where I'm going to be. I am going to be a guest on Wednesday on Trippy Commentaries on Radio IO and all that fun shit. All right, well, I love you. I will talk to you later. This is Onion Pink Parts. Bye.
I like tacos and burritos.